Now, it's going to be very, very difficult. So the chief negotiator is my colleague, Ciarán Cuff, and he's going to have to negotiate with the European Council on this, so all of the member states. So we have a relatively good position coming out of the European Parliament this week. So the European Parliament position is clear, and it's basically, you know, pushing towards a renovation wave to increase energy efficiency in business and houses across Europe. But when this goes now to the Council, it will be more difficult because you're right, Jerry, certain countries will maybe want to roll back on the Parliament position. So Ciarán Cuff now will have to try to hold the line and really push to make sure that we can get as much as possible in terms of this legislation, because for us, and particularly the Green Group in the European Parliament, you know, the whole issue of climate change, the whole issue of energy security, but also lowering energy bills for people, reducing energy poverty, tackling, you know, the greenhouse gas emissions from the building sector, is all really important that we try to maintain our position. So there'll be a struggle. It'll take probably several months of negotiations now. So the next negotiation between the European Parliament, led by Ciarán Cuff, and the European Council will probably take place in May.
And we'll see where it goes from there. What does it mean, and what will this mean for the average person, to your mind, here in Ireland? And how much of a trade-off will there be for before penalties start coming in for not having your building at the right standard, or maybe incentives to make it affordable for people to actually meet these standards when they come in 2030, 2033, and then ultimately 2050?
Yeah, so look, there will be like a transition as we move forward on this legislation. And the whole point for us in the Green Group is that we draw down funding from the different European, the Investment Bank, from the Central Bank, European Central Bank. European Investment Bank actually calls itself the Climate Bank, so that they, we know they have monies ready to release to member states to actually support the whole transition to meet our climate targets. So what we want to see is that people on very low income, that there is that the government, basically the state, provide the support through the local authorities to make sure that they're no longer living in energy poverty, that their houses are retrofitted, you know, and to widen the package, Jerry, because not just people, you know, in social housing, but also those on middle incomes who are finding it an absolute
That's the big fear. You see, the big fear here is there'll be grants available, and they'll be for those who are on social housing or who can't afford it at all.
Yeah.
And the people who are wealthy enough will be able to do it themselves because they'll have the money. And those in the middle who don't qualify for any grant will be left without any hope of trying to get this done by the time perhaps possible penalties come in. What's your response to that worry?
Well, this is exactly why we want to widen the whole area of those who can receive really low interest grants or receive funding, so that it isn't, you know, because there's so many people in energy poverty in Ireland at the moment, middle income people, because of the cost of living, and particularly because since the war broke in Ukraine, and we found, you know, that we're in a very, very vulnerable position across Europe. I mean, Ireland, in some cases, can be better off than other member states. Like, we have the potential through now the development of offshore wind, of renewable energies to become more energy secure. The other thing, Jerry, to remember with this piece of legislation, it's also talking about using new technologies, so heat pumps, solar panels, and having those at an affordable price, so that's another way that people can offset their energy costs. So there's a lot in this legislation, but it's about energy efficiency, and we know, like to make your home warm, to put in, you know, there's different stages you can go through.
Yeah,
to
retrofit. And it's a one-stop shop, you know, through the SAEI, and that's the government here are encouraging it. The retrofit program has an ambition of 500,000 homes retrofitted by the year 2030. There are issues emerging, though, and what's your response to those issues? Raised most recently in the Dáil and at Oireachtas Committee, Dennis Nocton, the minister who brought in the retrofit scheme, outlined how he embarked on his own home. He had to abandon it. The price increases 53% of inflation in his retrofit project, way ahead of general construction inflation of about 15%. He said it sounded like gouging to him. He was giving out as well about the €750 pre-assessment. And he said, this is the minister who brought it in. So what hope did the ordinary person have as things are structured right now?
And look, Jerry, without a doubt, there's so much work to be done on this. I mean, you know, as Dennis Nocton found, he, you know, he actually had to leave his house during the retrofit, and that cost him in rent. There's all of these. I mean, we're still at a very early stage of this mass retrofitting. There's all of these issues that are arising that, you know, for instance, you go and you want to draw down a grant. I mean, it's the admin burden of that is unbelievable. So we need to be much more efficient and supportive in how we're helping people. The other issue that's coming up is the, again, because of the cost of living, the crisis, the increase in building materials and that, you know, we need to better support the SEAI, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, to actually be really able to help people and lead them on the pathway. But the burden of this should not be on the individual, not a house owner, or it should, the burden really of this is, should be on the state to support people, because this is a common good issue. This is us, Ireland, trying to meet our climate targets, and the government needs to have very strong leadership in this regard. And I know for people, Jerry, I hear it, like, it's very challenging, it's very frustrating. You think you're going to retrofit your house and you realise, like, Nocton, he had to move out or whatever. There are major, major challenges that we have to address. But we have to get on with it, and that's the point.
Well, on the other side of that, there's research carried out by the Friends of the Irish Environment, our Friends of the Earth, I should say, who were saying families can't afford to pay their energy bills. They aren't in the position to invest in expensive retrofitting measures. They're calling for the government to be much more aggressive, do things much more quickly, retrofit homes much faster, at a faster pace, in the face of what we're learning in terms of the other side on the SEI and difficulties there. So they want things done much quicker and much faster and more, perhaps, state involvement.
Yeah, exactly. And what I would like to see, you know, is the government looking at every aspect of what needs to be done in terms of supporting people to retrofit. You know, for instance, people talk about skills shortage. You know, we need to, now we have some 27,000 houses were retrofitted last year. They're expecting it roughly around the same this year. But we need to ramp that up, and we need to see people's skills. So the ETB are running courses at the moment, and they're skilling up. There's some 2,000 people being upskilled. But we need more people in that regard. So, I mean, I agree with Friends of the Earth. But the leadership does have to come from the government, Jerry. But you see it, I see it. When Minister Ryan comes out and he says something, there's some kickback.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we want to be, we've got to be honest and fair here. If we want to meet our climate targets, if we, you know, all the climate protesters are out there, then, you know, it's going to take an effort. It's going to take an all of government effort, but an all of Oireachtas and people effort. But I still think the government really, there is funding here from Europe. It's ready to come down the line. And, you know, the government has to do everything that can be done to ensure that the renovation wave it takes place and the burden isn't too hard.
Let me ask you this finally, Grace. Are you failing, though, on it? Greens are part of this coalition government. The SEI and the whole project was revamped. One-stop shops were meant to take away all the bureaucracy. And here we have Dennis Nocton's story. Are you running out of time as a government to get this done? going back now, re-looking at everything, trying to change things after it was meant to be, the problems are meant to be solved, is my point.
Let me turn it around in the sense that, believe me, it isn't easy for the Greens in government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, because we, and you know, we've been pushing this agenda, not for days or months or years, for decades the Greens are pushing this agenda. And it is very, very difficult in government when we see and we know what has to be done. We
are you meeting resistance?
There for us.
Are you meeting resistance?
Of course we are. Of course we are. Without a doubt. You know, and I'm asking, you know, the other parties in government, like, really, you know, please come on board with us on this journey, because believe me, if we don't do it, we're in this existential crisis. We hear it from everyone. The scientists are telling us. We see it on our tellies. We hear it across the radio waves. We're going to have to get on with it. And that's why I'm saying we need leadership from all of government. And you know, the Greens are doing their level best in government to try to push this agenda forward on every level, you know, even in terms of offshore renewable development. You know, that has been backbreaking to try to get the legislation over the line. You know, I've seen it when I was in the Shannon, to just get the Conservative Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael to come on board with us and not backtrack. And that's why we need a really strong support, you know, as part of the government. And I can sincerely say I know my Green colleagues are doing their level best, and it isn't easy.
Okay. Grace, listen, thanks very much for talking about that. We'll see where the legislation goes at European level now over the next number of months. But thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you very much, Gerry.